$420,287, and I smell an update coming before we are out of here at 2 o'clock, before we hand it off to Jones and Mego here on WEEI on Nesson a little earlier today. Not only did you see us, but the celebrating the life of Larry Lucchino. Of course, that went down here at Fenway Park this afternoon. And we now welcome in Marlene Wise and her daughter, Jen, who's doing a great job with the phone, the photos, all that stuff, doing a great job. And Dr. Lachelle Weeks, leukemia oncologist and researcher for Dana-Farber. Yeah. Ladies, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good. How are you?
Marlene, kind of just tell us, where does your story sort of begin?
Oh, my goodness. It started about 2 years ago when I was diagnosed with a neuroendocrine tumor, and an insulinoma, which is very unusual. Most people have not heard about that. That means it's hypoglycemia, and my sugars can drop at any time to a very low, scary basis. Fortunately, I've made it through 2 years of chemo with very good success. However, it did bring me to a second cancer called MDS, which is a blood cancer, or actually Dr. Weeks can expound on that a little bit better than I can. Okay. Tend to be, when you're in my position, you tend to block your ears and don't want to listen.
Sure, of course.
Okay. But it's a blood cancer. But there's treatments, like everything else. And I do believe that with the right help and the right person by your side, and a good attitude, that you can do what you need to do.
So, Dr. Weeks, tell me what happens when Marlene comes into your office? Like, what's that interaction like the first time? Are you giving her prognosis? Or does she already know it? How did you guys meet?
Yeah, so, I first heard about Marlene from her other oncologist, for her oncologist who was taking care of her for the insulinoma. And, she contacted me because I lead our precursor clinic for leukemias. And the initial thought was that maybe Marlene had a pre-leukemia, sort of a precursor of leukemia, not quite leukemia yet. And the thought there was just because she was having more severe low blood counts than you would expect from the therapies that she was receiving. And so what I did when I met Marlene is that we started off thinking of going through her genetic testing that she'd already had. I told her that my concern and my worry was that maybe this was already a type of blood cancer called therapy-related MDS, which is a type of MDS that comes as a late side effect of chemotherapy exposure. So our patients who are surviving chemotherapies for other cancers, we're so grateful that they're surviving those therapies now. But one of the side effects is that there's a risk of developing another rare cancer called MDS at the end. And so Marlene and I discussed that. She had a bone marrow biopsy, which is the way that we diagnosed MDS. And the bone marrow biopsy came back and it confirmed my suspicions that she indeed had MDS cancer.
Now, Doc, I see here that you, I could try to read this, but I'll just narrow
it. Can you try? Please try.
I got, Dr. Weeks' clinic focuses on the care of patients with precursors of myeloid malignancies, including clonal hematopoiesis and indeterminate potential, which is CHIP. And clonal cytopenia of undetermined significance, which is CCUS.
You're doing great.
Thank you. Not bad. What is CHIP and CCUS? Why is it so important?
Yeah. So, at the end of last year, the Dana-Farber started a new center called the Center for Early Detection and Interception. And I'm a part of the Center for Early Detection and Interception of Blood Cancers. And the idea there is that we all are familiar with colonoscopies as a way to screen for colon cancer, for example. But there are no ways right now that we have to screen for blood cancers. And so our group is really out to identify these early phases of blood cancer so that we can detect patients early and maybe do an intervention, whether it's a therapy or a lifestyle change, that helps to prevent these blood cancers from even happening in the first place. And so clonal hematopoiesis of indeterminate potential, you were almost there.
I was pretty close. I would do that better than him. I know that.
So the clonal hematopoiesis of indeterminate potential is actually one of those precursors of leukemias. So it is similar to how a skin mole can be a precursor to a melanoma, or a colon polyp can be a precursor to colon cancer. CHIP, or clonal hematopoiesis of indeterminate potential, is a precursor to cancers like MDS, like Marlene has, or acute myeloid leukemia, or AML. And so we have the ability now, because of our sequencing technology, some of which was developed at Dana-Farber, to identify patients who have CHIP. And my lab group and my research group, we're working right now to figure out exactly how do we intervene at the CHIP stage to prevent people from getting these deadly cancers.
So, Jen, you're Marlene's daughter.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us. And the family aspect is always such a big part of this, of these 2 days, and you know, sharing and going through the diagnosis and the therapy and the ups and the downs. How important and how of an impact has Dana-Farber been for you, your family, and your mom?
There's no words. I mean, it's unbelievable. The support, the care that the team has provided is next to none. I mean, I don't have enough praise. And I feel so fortunate that we live here to be able to have access to folks like Dr. Weeks, because it's her research, it's her pioneering that's given my mom life. And it's been an incredible experience from the beginning. And I feel just this immense support around us. And I think my mom is an inspiration, which is why I am so proud to be here with her and right by her side. She is a fighter and is going to beat the odds and continue on this path. And I will be right here with her and with everybody at Dana-Farber rooting us on. We're just going to keep going.
How was it for you seeing the other end of it? And you've talked glowingly about it, but just in terms of some of the support maybe that you or your family has tapped into as your mom has kind of gone through treatment, can you just kind of paint a picture for people what it's like to be the loved one of someone going through something at Dana-Farber and how just different the experience is?
It's incredible. Just personal connections with her team, reaching out to, I don't feel we're just another patient. I feel that they are genuinely invested in my family and my mom and her care. And not only is it, how's mom doing? It's how are you doing? And what are your questions? And they're always there to answer and support us in any way they can, which I think that's what differentiates Dana-Farber. I think, again, I know I keep going back to this. I feel very fortunate. I live in Boston area and I have access because I think there's a reason why this is the best. I mean, I know plenty of people who have come to town just to be treated here, and there's a reason why. But yes, as a family member, I couldn't ask for more. I really couldn't.
Pretty amazing stuff.
Yeah.
And then, Mom, where are you at in terms of treatment? How do you feel? What's next? What's the routine? Kind of where are you sort of at right now in your recovery?
I'm very fortunate, as Jen said, that I have Jennifer and my son who were like my biggest supporters. Everybody should have what I have if they're going through what I'm going through, okay? As far as my treatment, thank God I have what I have, because I wouldn't be sitting here. So treatment is going well. We're not fluffing it, okay? But it's true black and white numbers, okay, that show that I have off days, I have bad days, but then I have great days. So I go with the good ones, okay, and try to deal with the bad ones, or make the phone call and find out, and the response is like, if not in seconds, it's in minutes that I get back, this is what you should do, or if I had to get to the ER, or if I have to take something, or, you know, what preventative. But all in all, considering, because I don't call it a dinner plate of what I have a platter. Okay. All right.
I like that.
Yeah, right.
I love platters.
Right. I have a big platter. So it's like, you know, you separate and which one can you take care of at what time, and when and how. It's a lot of balls up in the air, you know, of trying to control everything to the best of their ability to help me.
And Dr. Weeks, how close do you feel we are to being able to deal with some of the things that Marlene is going through? Maybe not at the cure stage, but just getting better and better and better. Is that, are you seeing that in your part of the medical world, that things are incrementally getting better and that we're moving towards cures?
Absolutely, absolutely. So, you know, if we go back to before 2015, we did not have the technology available to detect these precursors of leukemia and of blood cancers. We couldn't readily detect them with our clinical tests. And so we now are at the place where we can detect them. Last year, my group developed risk stratification systems. So we can say, not only do you have the precursor, but your precursor is high risk or low risk or intermediate risk for progressing to a blood cancer. So now we have risk stratification, which we did not have last year. And then, you know, the next step is really thinking about what are the interventions, what are the therapeutics that can actually prevent patients from developing MDS. And so very soon, we'll be opening our first clinical trial at Dana-Farber for patients with high-risk precursors of MDS, with the goal of taking our treatments that we use for MDS and putting them a little bit earlier in patients who are high-risk for transformation to see, can we actually prevent this from even happening in high-risk populations. So I think we're making small steps. You know, I wish that we could snap our fingers and have cures and prevention.
That's why
right
these
away.
Trials are so important for everyone.
Exactly. But now we have the ability to actually design a clinical trial because we can detect the precursor and we know what the precursor actually means when we see it.
Well, ladies, thank you for the time today. We appreciate it. excuse me, Marlene Wise, good luck in your battle.
Thank
you got
you.
Great support there
yep.
with your daughter, Jen, and, of course, Dr. Weeks and everything you do. Thank you all
thank
very
you
much
very
for
much
stopping
for
by,
us.
Ladies.
Thank
we appreciate
you.
It.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is
thank
great
luck.
For having me.
So-